Moncrief on News Talk.
When somebody uses the word daycare, you'll of course assume that refers to children, but there's doggy daycare as well. The Canine Centre in Churchtown in Dublin is one such establishment, and Naomi Tracy is the owner. Good afternoon, Naomi.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for talking with me.
And so in the course of a normal day, Naomi, how many dogs get dropped up to you in the morning?
So between grooming and doggy daycare, there's probably 40 to 50 dogs.
Wow. How many of those are like there for the day, the same way that people are leaving kids for the day?
30 to 40.
Gosh, that's a lot. And so is the day structured for the dogs?
Oh, God, absolutely. Just like kids, they thrive on it. And it makes our lives much more easier as well. So they'll arrive and pee and poo, first of all, is very important. And then once everybody's in and the group is kind of settled, we'll do our main activity for the day, which will be an enrichment activity, which gets their brains going. And that just makes the day easier for everybody. It takes the energy out of the day.
Okay, and an enrichment, I got a mental vision of dogs with, like, you know, their tongues out filling in copybooks. What's the enrichment activity?
So we would do a range of things. One of my favourite ones is, we call it licky windows. So we have big glass windows separating the groups, and we might write something in peanut butter or some dog-friendly food and have them lick it off. We have licky mats, we have Kongs, we have toys that they have to wobble or roll around and the food will fall out. We'll also hide food and let them search for it. We might do a little bit of training. There might be a birthday party, which is always a good fun, or like the activity of the month. So back to school or a summer blowout. Halloween is coming up, so they'll all have their Halloween party as well.
What does a Halloween party consist of for a group of dogs?
Loads of treats.
Yeah.
Loads of treats, a fun background. They get their picture taken for Instagram, which is huge. We love our Instagram. We get great feedback from the owners, and they get to see what the dogs do during the day as well, throughout the day.
Okay, and for Halloween, do the dogs dress up?
Some of them do. Dressing up is not for every dog, but yeah. We will have Halloween props. We'll have big bones. We'll have some cemetery stuff. You know, really fun kind of interactive Halloween toys as well.
Yeah, and for the dogs who go to you regularly or been going for a while, they'll know you and your staff, of course. Do they know each other? Do they make friends?
Oh, they absolutely do. Like, they'll have their best friends and they'll have, you know, the group that they hang around with. So typically, like, the golden retrievers will all hang out. The lurchers will all hang out and they'll all cuddle up together. The Bichons and the white little fluffy guys, they all hang out and play. The pugs, they, you know, the squishy face dogs, as we call them, they'll all hang out. They're really great.
Okay, that's interesting. So that would kind of imply they kind of recognise their own breed.
Yes, I 100% would agree with that.
Yeah. And say, does it also kind of apply to, you know, how big a dog, like the smaller dogs tend to hang out with each other and middle sized?
No, definitely some smaller dogs identify as big dogs. So you might have a Jack Russell, for example, is a great example. Like, those guys just love throwing down with the big guys. We have a Border Terrier, Millie. She's the best character ever, and she loves the big boys.
Yeah, yeah, I have one of them as well. So then do you have to be kind of careful about separating them or you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we would separate on size and temperament.
Right.
So, and we also do age now as well, because we're open nearly 15 years. So we have some old timers and VIPs that, you know, they're there. They genuinely love their day, but they're not able for the going. And some of the puppies are annoying.
Yeah.
So they'll be broken up into their own section as well.
Yeah, because I would imagine some of the younger ones will need a lot of work and that they'll be very energetic. Some of them will just kind of want to lie down for the day.
Yeah, especially for the first few days or their first few visits, they think it's Disneyland. They're like, oh my God, this is great. I just want to play with everyone. And then they come back a few times and they get more into it and they realize the FOMO is gone. They can get up on the couch, they can relax, they can watch the world go by and they won't actually miss out too much. And they can recharge and go again and play with someone.
Yeah. So when they're arriving, I assume they're pretty excited because they know what's going to be in store for them.
Yes, yeah. And some of the owners will say at home, like, oh, will we go and see, say, Molly, one of the girls that runs daycare, you know, and the dog will be automatically at the front door. Or the other word people tell me is, oh, will we go to school, you know, and the dog runs to the front door. They know exactly what that means.
Yeah. So when they come to collect them in the evening, is it hard to get them to leave? Are they having to drag them out?
Sometimes, and we have to promise them that they can come back. But it's like crash, you know, for kids. They're delighted to come in and they're delighted to go home and see their mammies. And like, it's dinner time as well. So they're like, they know if they're going home, they're going to have a snack and a rest. And
yeah. And so to kind of care for them, what's the ratio in terms of staff to dogs?
So we like to say 10 to 1. But what you might find is that three golden retrievers will take up a one person's time. Or three puppies, you know, of like collie mixes,
yeah,
will take up one person's time. And then there might be a bigger group of oldies that you can, they'll be chill.
Yeah. Do you have to do
but
a lot?
There's about seven people in the centre all the time.
Yeah. And when they, you know, after going home time, I assume there's a big hoovering job, given the amount of hairs.
You know what? The cleaning never stops. You can start in the morning and you're cleaning up all the time. The hair... There's some leg lifters in the place as well, you know, and it's really important to keep it as clean as possible.
Yes, I imagine that's probably one of your larger challenges. It sounds lovely. Naomi, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Naomi Tracy there, owner of the Canine Centre in Churchtown.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.